Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Service for all brands of print equipment in your office?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Cam Moon and Cody Jansen with you this afternoon on Oilers Now, 134 in Edmonton. Royal Pizza is pizza, pasta, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. For a menu and a list of their 15 Edmonton and area locations, go online to royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. The Ashley Fine Floors text line is now it was a little slow earlier today. Now it's cranking up. I got one here from Kevin. And I know this, Kevin. He says he doesn't mind the signing. Give the player and team time. Best Stones tune, Emotional Rescue. This is Kevin Knopp that has the distinct pleasure of winning two Memorial Cups with two different franchises. One with the 87 Medicine Hat Tigers and the 89 Swift Current Broncos. An absolute beauty. Southside Athletic Club product.
You know I like all things Swift Current.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Well, Kevin Knopp was part of that 89 Memorial Cup championship team. And, yeah, he's a heck of a player. Went on to play pro in the ECHL for years and years. And, yeah, that's nice to see the text from him. So, yeah, it's been busy. We're getting a lot of love, whether it their opinions on Jesse Puljujärvi reportedly signing with the Oilers, 1 year, $3 million, according to Elliot Friedman, or whether it's about the Rolling Stones and their favorite songs, as it is Mick Jagger's birthday, and 1943, he was born. All right, okay, we're moving along. Now, it is our pleasure to bring on a former Edmonton Oiler who is currently playing pro over in Europe. We have got Matt Fraser. Matt, have I got you there?
You got me here, Mooner.
Oh, I love it. All right. Okay, well, first of all,
I love hearing your voice.
Oh, it's good to hear your voice, too. I know you're leaving soon. Where are you playing this year coming up?
Yeah, well, first off, it's great. It's great to, thanks for having me on. It's great to hear from you guys and everything. But I'm taking off tomorrow. I head back to Klagenfurt, Austria. So I've been playing in Austria for the past 3 years, and then I was in Germany for a couple years before that, and Austria again before that. So I'm actually taking off tomorrow. So the last few days have been a bit hectic, packing and kind of getting uprooting my life a little bit, but still grinding it out and still enjoying playing hockey and being over there and you know everything that comes with it.
Now, how different is it, Matt? You played in the WHL, you've played in the American League, you've played in the National Hockey League, you've been through that type of travel, that type of schedule. Then you go Europe. Yeah, how different is it?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely there's a little bit of a culture shock that you got to get used to, and you know, I think the biggest thing is you're away from, you know, we're used to being away from home, but there you're really away from home and away from your friends and your family. And, I just got married this past summer, so my wife, she'll be coming over in October for the full time. But, you know, it's such a great life over there. And you know, to be able to experience some of the, you know, some places that you'd never see otherwise, you know, if we weren't playing over there. So, you know, the life away from the rink is just, it's, you can't beat it. And you know, with the, obviously, you know, our careers, they have a shelf life. So just to be able to enjoy, and be able to see different parts of the world, it's a pretty unique experience and something I feel very fortunate to have.
Former Oiler Matt Fraser is our guest. Matt, like how many, is it about two games a week? And
yeah.
What's the practice schedule like?
This is the best part, Mooner. You know, it's as we get older and, you know, the wear and tear on the body, but being in Europe, it's, you know, we do practice every day, but games are Friday, Sunday. Sometimes it's a Tuesday, Friday, Sunday, something like that. But, And then during the season, we get a couple 10-day breaks mid-season. So, you know, it's kind of like the bye week for the NHL players or the All-Star break. But we were able to travel around and, you know, go to Croatia, go to Prague, go to, you know, really wherever, Greece. And, you know, we actually today, my wife and I were talking about our honeymoon over there, and I think we're going to wind up going to Greece and kind of exploring. So, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's for sure, you know, it's pro hockey, and you got to take it seriously, and this is our job. But it just allows for a little bit more, you know, time away from the rink and you know, enjoying some sights, enjoying some restaurants, and you know, just kind of enjoying life over there. And that's what it's all about.
Matt Fraser, our guest, former Edmonton Oiler. What's been some of your favorite cities over there?
Oh, you know what, Mooner? It's tough to even answer that, because you know, you have all the big cities, you know, the Prague's, the Budapest, the, you know, I've had buddies come over, we went to Dublin, Ireland, and you know, every place is so much fun for, you know, the unique experiences that it has. And you know, those European cities, and there's so much culture there, there's so much, you know, it just kind of makes you realize how big the world actually is. You know, being from Alberta and Red Deer, you can kind of get stuck in your bubble a little bit. So it's nice to kind of venture out a little bit, and you know, we've had lots of fun in lots of different cities.
I bet you have. I want to take you back to your last year in the WHL. You're a 20-year-old player with the Kootenay Ice, and that team went on an incredible run in the playoffs,
right. All
the way to a WHL championship, upsetting the Portland Winterhawks in the final. When you think back to that year, and you signed a deal with the Dallas Stars. When you look back on that, how special a time was that for you?
Oh, you know what, Mooner? It's one of those things that you know, even winning a championship is you know, that's the ultimate. But to go back and think of all the fun times you had in junior and to end it off with a championship like that, and you know, to the group of guys that we had, and you know, I still talk to a lot of those guys today, and you know, my billets from Kootenay were at my wedding this summer, and you know, friends or guys that I played with on that team were at my wedding. So it's fun to go back and think about it, and you know, it's also funny because you really realize how simple of a life a junior hockey player has. You know, you got to keep your grades up and you got to play hockey and stay out of trouble, and you don't really realize there's more to life than until you graduate the Western Hockey League. But you know, it's just one of those things where anytime you win, or any, you know, anytime you play on a team where you just connect with guys and have a good relationship with guys, it just carries on to life after hockey. And it was really incredible seeing those guys again at our wedding, and you know, and you know, events to come, and it's just a really, you know, special thing to be a part of.
Matt Fraser, our guest, former Edmonton Oiler. That year, your head coach was Chris Knobloch. And Chris Knobloch played in the WHL, played for the University of Alberta. He is now a head coach in the American League in Hartford. But that was pretty early in his coaching tenure, and certainly early as a head coach. Could you tell then that he was going to be very successful?
You know, and it's funny because he was our assistant coach before he became our head coach. And he was, you know, as an assistant coach sometimes is, you know, they're kind of keep the room light and they're asking how the guys is. And that's exactly how Knobber was. And then he becomes our head coach. And, you know, we had on that team, we had Braden McNabb and Kevin King, Steele Boomer, Nathan Lewin, Cody Eakin. And it was a little bit, we weren't sure how that was gonna go, but you know, Chris came in and he's a teacher by trade, and that's the first coach I've had to really teach me the game, you know, and teach me different situations and how to react, and you know what, and to teach us how to be men off the ice. And you know, I think Chris, when he first came in, he's such a you know, he doesn't appear to have a mean bone on his body, but he's just a guy that, you know, we respected because we knew that he respected us and wanted what was best for us. So it was just, he's just a great guy. And again, I still talk to him to this day, and I'm sure that'll carry on for the rest of our life.
Matt Fraser, our guest. When you you got to the National Hockey League, I know that you're after Kootenay, so I guess you'd have been 21, but you played in the American League and you got your first game in the NHL with Dallas.
Yeah,
take me back to that. That had to be like that first game. Like that's got to be crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's again. I speak for a lot of kids, but that's what every kid dreams of is playing your first NHL game. And the funny story about that is, so I was in Austin, Texas, and it's that day that I got called up was our rookie party. So we were just gearing up in our paintball costumes to go out and start our rookie party day. And like, I'm telling you, like, we're putting our masks down, like they're getting ready to blow the horn to everyone get out there. So, and as soon as, just before we went out, a guy came running down from the office and said, "Is there a Matt Fraser here?" And I said, "Yep." And I'm thinking, of course, the worst. Like, what happened? They talked to one of the older guys. They said, "Yeah, you're getting called up." And so I got out of all my paintball gear, called my parents. They got on a flight. And, you know, it's just I'll never forget that phone call. And I'll never forget, you know, it's just something you'll never forget. It was a great memory that I'll remember forever.
Is the game a blur?
Yeah, it was. And I played 4 minutes and 1 second. We played against the Anaheim Ducks. Ryan Getzlaf, growing up, he was always my favorite player. I watched him in Calgary for years. And so just to be on the ice with those guys and Teemu Selänne and Saku Koivu and just to see these guys and how good they are and how, you know, just everything about them. And it's just the way it is where you see those superstars and you know, you really get an appreciation for how good they are as players. And you know, it's just, yeah, just a great experience.
Matt Fraser, former Oiler, our guest. You came to the Oilers, what was that, the 14-15 year?
14-15, yeah.
Yeah, so Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, you know, would have been, you know, still pretty early in his NHL career. And you would have had Leon Draisaitl for the first part until he went to Kelowna.
Played a couple games with Leon. I always joke with my friends that I needed Leon to turn it up like he's been turning it up just a little bit earlier in his career, and maybe I still would have been there. But we always joke about it. But it's, you know, and even being with Nuge, like I knew him from Red Deer and playing against him. And you know, the Red Deer Kootenay rivalry was so intense and so, you know, when we met each other, it was almost like we had to like take a second and be like, no, okay, we're both good guys. And, you know, maybe it was more me trying to play hard on him, but it was, you know, just to have a familiar face too, it was great. And, you know, to be around those guys is so special. And, you know, even when Taylor Hall and Eberle and, you know, Luke Gazdick were there, some of my friends that I, you know, grew up playing with and, or started early in my career with it, you know, it just, you can't, there's nothing that can replace those type of guys to kind of help you get your feet wet.
And the fact that you were as close to home as you were, you know, that year with the Oilers, like that had to be great because you're an hour and a half away. Friends and family can come see you.
Totally, totally. And, you know, my parents, I don't think that they missed a game. And you know, it was, you know, to play for the Edmonton Oilers, all the history and the culture that they have there is, you know, you can't beat that. But to have my family to be able to come watch and to have that, to kind of be able to share that experience with them as well, it's, you know, that's something that will be special to me for the rest of my life. And you know, they worked just as hard to get me there as I did. So to be able to share that with them and you know, have them enjoy that's a pretty great experience for us. Great memory.
Matt Fraser, former Oiler, our guest. Matt, now over in Austria, are you teammates with Paul Postma?
Yeah, well, then it's funny. Yeah, so Paul Postma, we've been best friends since basically day one here in Red Deer. And, you know, a few years ago, we were both kind of looking for a contract. And I wound up signing with Klagenfurt in Austria probably a week before Paul actually did. But in that time, the GM of the Austrian team had called me and said, "Hey, I'm looking for a right-handed shot defenseman." And Paul and I were working out together, like literally right beside each other. And I said, "Well, I got a guy, but I don't know if he's going to come, but I'll pass along his number." And long, you know, we wound up that we've been there for a couple years now, and we have a few more years together. So of all the leagues and places we can play in the world, it's pretty amazing that we get to do it together and be able to spend some time together and make those long days not feel so long.
Yeah, Paul Postma, yeah. Of course, former Winnipeg Jet, and still playing over there. Well, you had a whole crew, like, in and around, not all exactly your age, but close to your age with Colton Sevier and Paul Postma, Brandon Sutter, and yourself. Yeah. Like, there was a group from Red Deer that had come up.
Yeah, and it was, Paul... He did well with Winnipeg and with Brandon Sutter, obviously, but it was just Colton Sevier. It's Chris Russell. He was another guy, Ryan Russell, Curtis Glencross. Like, these guys really showed us, kind of showed the younger kids what it takes and to see them in the gym and see how hard they work. And it didn't take long for us to, it's kind of one of those things, like, you got to fit in or get out of the way, basically. These guys really showed the way for us, and that's what you want out of the guys that are kind of close in your group, especially, that have been successful and done well for themselves. So, it's just great to, I feel very fortunate to be able to have those experiences with some of those guys.
So the season, it starts earlier over in Europe, but ends earlier. Is that correct?
It does. So we actually have a 6-week training camp. So we're working out. Yeah, we're working out in the morning and skating a couple times a day, and so it is a lot. But it's one of those things that's just part of the job. You get used to it, and it's tough leaving at the start of August here. But I feel like it's so great that we get this opportunity to play in Europe and we have a certain shelf life with our career. So to go over there and enjoy it as much as we can and work hard while we're doing it and make the best of it. And it's all good, like, we have fun with it and we enjoy it and go from there.
Matt Fraser, our guest. Matt, I got one question from the Ashley Fine Flores text line. Sebastian wants to know if you've picked up any other languages so far.
I got to say, I try and learn German. Like, the German language, they speak that in Austria too. But, that's like saying when you go to Newfoundland, they still speak English, which of course they do.
Yeah.
But it's just a different slang. So, the different parts of Austria there's different ways of speaking. So as soon as they get a hint that that English is my first language, no matter how hard I try, they'll just switch over to English, and I just kind of feel stupid about it. So I do try and learn as much as I can, reading a menu and, like, the little basic stuff. But as soon as they find out that we speak English, they change it and make it easier for us.
Perfect. And B is grinding my gears about calling you on your honeymoon. So, I appreciate you spending some time with us, Matt. Thanks for doing this.
Mooner, I always got all the time in the world for you, buddy.
You're the best. There you go. Matt Fraser, former Edmonton Oiler, now playing over in Austria. Really appreciate his time. And, leaving tomorrow. And then a 6-week training camp. Oh, that doesn't sound like fun at all. That's a lot of work. All right. Well, good to hear from Matt and his time with the Oilers, his time in the WHL. Just great stories and great stories over in Europe. We're going to take one final break, wrap things up. I'm Cam Moon. We got Cody Jansen here. This is Oilers Now on 630 CHED. Cam Moon and Cody Jansen bringing you the rest of the way. Elliot Friedman reporting, and it's now come official. Jesse Puljujärvi signing with the Oilers 1 year, $3 million. So that came down during the course of this show. Great to have Randy Moeller on from the Florida Panthers television broadcast. We had Mark Spector for the Horses at Horse Racing Alberta. And Matt Fraser. Good conversation with Matt Fraser. Played with the Oilers in 2014-15. Came over from the Boston Bruins, but a WHL grad with the Kootenay Ice. And now playing in Europe. So, yeah, he's been busy, and he just got married and about to go on his honeymoon. Well, maybe kind of on it. So, B, who gave me the gears that I was bugging him on his honeymoon.
Mooner, you're a dub guy. Is it not a little sad that Cranbrook doesn't have a dub team anymore? Like, is there a little bit of you that remembers those days in Kootenay when the barn was packed? They had some great teams. Like, I think of that as an all-time dub place.
That part was wonderful. The drive there and the drive back wasn't as wonderful in the middle of winter, but you're right. The atmosphere when that team was, especially when they first went there and they were really good, and they won the league in 02, they were solid. And then a few years later, they added another top club, then 11. Yeah, but that drive. And the teams within the division would have to go there 4 or 5 times a year. In the middle of January, it's not great.
Yeah, I guess that's a fair point. I'm thinking of it from an outsider's view.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, for sure. All right, this day in Oilers history brought to you by New West Travel, seeing travelers since 1979, serving travelers since 1979. All details can be found at newwesttravel.com. What do you got?
Well, another birthday for you, 1991. Tyson Berry, born in Victoria, British Columbia.
Whoa. Okay. 1991. Was it 31 seasons for Tyson Berry?
Yep. 31 laps.
That's right. That's some quick math on my part right there.
Big math guy.
big math guy, let me tell you. All right. That's our this day in Oilers history. Tonight on 630 CHED, Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. He'll have talk about Yessipuljärvi signing with the Oilers. EE alum Justin Sorensen. Here, Ugo Walk from the Edmonton Stingers and Wayne Wagner from Wayne's Sports Cards. Tomorrow's show, we got former Oiler Jim Vandermeer, NHL insider John Shannon. We got David Staples as well. So thank you for joining us here this afternoon. Up next, a global news, weather, and traffic update with Evan Cook, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3, then 6:30 CHED Afternoons with Jalen Nye. Good afternoon, everyone.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 6:30 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.